Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a six-minute walk test on Eva Holmes, HOLMES. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 12/8/22, Mrs. Holmes performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 300 meters in 6 minutes, saturation remained 96%, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Johnson. This goes to Dr. Pieper. 12/8/22, Mr. Johnson performed a pre-bronchodilator spirometry period. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction, period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/14/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jessica Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 12/8/22, Mrs. Brown performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was minimal airways obstruction to lower lung volumes, period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility, period. To paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on John Sullivan. This goes to Dr. Hines. On 12/8/22, Mr. Sullivan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators compared to a prior study dated 7/11/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA. On 12/8/22, Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired with moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was reversibility of the airways obstruction with continued minimal restrictive lung disease, period. A paragraph, compared to a study dated 6/2/22, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronnie Rabi, R-A-B-I. This goes to Dr. Liebwan. On 12/8/22, Mrs. Rabi performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And this is a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 5/19/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Dabundo, D-A-B-B-U-N-D-O. This goes to Oak Island Medical. On 12/8/22, Mr. Dabundo performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, the patient had a minimal response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 6/9/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Adrian Hayden, H-A-Y-D-E-N. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 12-8-22, Mr. Hayden performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the NIH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder. On 12-8-22, Mrs. Watson performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 92%, period. Patient desaturated at 2 minutes and 11 seconds. She was given oxygen at 2 liters per minute. And she resumed her walk on room air. And at 4 minutes and 45 seconds, she desaturated to 87%, period. She was given 2 liters of oxygen, which allowed her to complete the test, period. And paragraph at the end of the study, she achieved 171 meters, period. Of paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia corrected with oxygen. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Catherine with a K. Zurich. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 12-8-22, Mrs. Zurich performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 360 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation remained 98%, period. And paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.